Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Chris Boswell, President and CEO of EcoStim Energy Solutions.
Yeah, my name is Chris Boswell. I'm the co-founder and CEO of EcoStim Energy Solutions.
Tell us a little bit about EcoStim, what do you guys are about, and how you're involved in the oil and gas industry.
Well, we started the company in January of 2012 as a flat-footed startup to pursue oil service opportunities down in Argentina. I had previously been working for a Silicon Valley venture capital firm by the name of Kleiner Perkins, and Kleiner is quite known for starting Google and several other technology startups, had involved themselves in an exploration and production company based on technology, and they had acquired a lot of positions around the world, oil and gas properties. So we were in the involved in basically selling off a lot of their assets after the 2008-2009 financial crisis. And that's when I got involved in that company. And in the process of selling off their assets, their oil and gas assets, I became very interested in all of the other oil companies' interest in Argentina properties that these guys had. So that was kind of the genesis of our company. We saw that our blocks down there, after running the data room, went to ExxonMobil. Then we found Chevron, Shell, Total, Repsol, YPF, all very, very interested in developing this enormous shale play down in Patagonia. And so we really started the company with friends and family and a few investors I've met over the years, and we're working over the last, from 2012 to 2014 to put some technologies in place to help them identify the sweet spots in that formation to better diagnose what was happening downhole. And then, we eventually moved in a coiled tubing unit and a frac spread, and we've been operational down there for about 2 years. We only recently have brought a crew into the U.S., and, we really, since we started the company, tried to use technology, try to push the envelope on innovation and do things a little bit different than everyone else. So one of the things that we have done differently is we acquired about 54,000 horsepower of pumping units that run on turbine engines, which means they have the ability to run on 100% natural gas or CNG or LNG, which makes them very efficient. They're very low on emissions. They have almost no methane leakage. And they're very high horsepower engines on a very low weight ratio. So in other words, whereas a reciprocating engine that puts out, 2,500 horsepower might weigh 17,000 pounds, these engines weigh about 1,000 pounds. So you can essentially get two engines and two traditional triplex or quadruplex pumps on one trailer, which reduces your footprint and essentially allows you to reduce your fuel cost and your emissions leak. So that's really the premise of the company. We're competing with that type of equipment. We have about 100,000 horsepower in the company, so half of it is represented by the turbine type pump, and then we have traditional diesel pumps because not every job is suitable for the gas fired pumps. They don't have enough gas available in certain markets for that. Currently, we're only using that up in Oklahoma.
We'll get to that turbine again in just a second. I wanted to ask you a question or two about that, but taking a step back, first article that I ever did about these shale plays going on back in 2012, ironically, was called "It's Not a Oil Boom, It's a Technology Boom." And with your background and some of the things that you guys have achieved over the last 5 years, I just was curious, what do you think your comments would be about something like that, that this really wasn't an oil boom that happened, it was more of a technology boom?
Well, I mean, then we've changed the whole way oil and gas is produced based on George Mitchell's work in the Barnett Shale. It started back in the 90s, really. So horizontal drilling efficiently, modern completion technology, both plug and perf type completions and sliding sleeves that can open and close. There's just been a lot of innovation along the way. So yeah, I would say that both on natural gas production and oil production, that technology has played a very key role in that. We've become much more efficient, and it's much more likened to a manufacturing process than it is a traditional exploration type business. In other words, when I was the CFO of Petroleum Geoservices back in the 90s, we had $200 million vessels that trolled around the North Sea and offshore Brazil and deepwater Gulf of Mexico, producing very high resolution 3D seismic, which was used to try to identify spillway closure and structural traps. In other words, all the oil and gas was trapped under a structure that had sealed it off, and you're trying to drill into the top of that structure, and then it produces and flows naturally out of that structure because of the pressure. These plays are all stratigraphic. They're layers of rock that are very tight, both gas and oil content in different areas. And so essentially you're having to drill a horizontal well into that formation and break the rock apart and put some sand or proppant or other type of diverter in place that will allow the oil or gas or both to flow out of the rock. And I think that is a true statement, that without the technology innovations that come about around the shale, you wouldn't have seen this surge in activity.
Getting down to the turbines, which is kind of the meat of the interview here, to me, that, I guess, would be technology-based. I mean, we start talking about, and natural gas, by the way, is another thing that I believe is going to be the next boom in terms of just uses for it. I mean, it's almost surpassed coal and a number of different things to where there's so much natural gas now that any way you can make things more efficient, that seems to be the way a lot of technology is going. And is that the case with the turbines that you guys have produced or you guys have been involved with? I guess talk to me a little bit more about the technology and the turbines.
Well, I think the turbines, we purchased them from a company that was an innovator, but grew too fast, and they went into bankruptcy back in 2013. And we bought the assets at a very low cost point. And there wasn't a lot of IP really associated with those units, but there are a lot of things that can be done with them that we like. And I would say, these are standard turbine engines that might come out of the U.S. military.
To listen to the full-length interview with Chris Boswell, President and CEO of EcoStim Energy Solutions, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. Let's soften.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.